Around the turn, 350 out, and Deep Speed the leader, led by about a length and a half to Pioneer River. Then Zipping Boy down the middle, Dick and Middle, and also running on as Brazen Bully. Deep Speed, 200 metres to go. Two legs, is this the moment? Followed in second place by Pioneer River, and then a wall chasing Deep Speed, 50 metres to go in front. They're coming at Deep Speed. Is it going to hold? And it will for Jamie Carr. A century of winners from the Car of the Year has just beaten all of Brighton. Dick and Middle, Sacred Palace.
And it would have been a very proud moment for trainer Tony McAvoy. Tony, as I say, good morning to you. The moment, I think it was meant to be that she was going to be riding her 100th winner on a horse trained by the McAvoy family. In a way, it must have felt like it was one of your own, a daughter, or had that sort of father-like figure around her throughout a long period of time to enjoy that moment with Jamie Carr yesterday.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Dan. We were very lucky that it was on one of our horses, that's for sure, and in our colours. It's pretty good branding. I think it's going to be watched quite a few times, that replay. So,
Advertising, you couldn't pay for that, could you, over the next little bit?
You couldn't pay for that. So, no, look, it was Joe, my wife and I, we were just so proud of Jamie, and so pleased that it came for her to get the monkey off her back, if you like. But, it was a great moment.
She was on the second favourite in the first race, Vivienne of Ellerton Zara. Was there a sense of a momentous occasion not far away in your eyes? Maybe wanted to kick the Vivienne in the shins just to make sure the spotlight was on Deep Speed?
Oh, well, no, you don't really do that in this game. But look
metaphorically.
Of course. But look, Jamie, it was going to come very soon. We knew that. She just gives these horses that she rides such good rides. She's such a pro and so good at it. We were very lucky that it was one of ours.
She still seems so young. We have to remind ourselves that she's just 25, Jamie Carr, yet she seems to have been associated with your stable for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, she was extremely young when she started to come with us. As most of the greats have in the past, she started as a small child riding horses and doing games and events and all those things. And her great quality is the love of the horse, of course, and then everything else has just fallen so naturally behind her. But she was, I was watching her when she just started her career and just watching her grow and then kept watching her beating us. And I thought, we've got to do something about that. There's an old saying, Dan, if you can't beat them, join them.
And, absolutely.
We were lucky enough to have Jamie come on board with us and she just took us to another level.
It was a terrific day for you yesterday. You had winners at three different venues, Tony. So congratulations, obviously Deep Speed at Caulfield. But you had a debutante win at Pakenham and also Philly Maha winning at Gawler.
Yeah, it was a really good day for us. The debutante down at Pakenham, shout out to the ownership group of this fellow, which includes some of the Port Power guys. Such a frustrating horse. Like, here he is about to turn four, having his first start, and we've loved him all the way through, but he's just been so soft and just didn't want to be trained, and we kept telling everyone we're going to wait longer, and they're going, really? but to see him come out and do that yesterday was wonderful, and Ha's been racing very well, and it was lovely to see her get rewarded with a win yesterday.
Actually, I watched Maha's race. So I was actually pretty keen on her chances, but she was keen too. I thought after a few hundred metres, usually when they start throwing their head about and over racing like that, they get pretty tired the last hundred, but she didn't. She was really powerful through the line.
Yes, correct, Dan. Her race day manners leave a little bit to be desired. She did it at Flemington. Damien Thornton rode her at Flemington two starts back now, and she just wanted her to relax a little bit in the mid-race, and she didn't want to do it and was still there right at the end, and she did it again yesterday. So if we can get those manners right, she might even go to another level.
And just on Deep Speed winning first up yesterday, what would be in line for him? As I think Matt Hill said in his call, the cavalry will come. We're coming. Is that just a fitness thing first up, or are you expecting more improvement? Will you step him up in class?
Look. We'll just place him accordingly at the moment. I think Dan. I think yes, the cavalry were coming yesterday, but we were first up, and you would have heard Jamie in an interview say. They gassed her early. Those horses kept kicking up and just made him do that little bit more work than you want early. And it told on him late, but he had a great turn of foot and got the job done. So we'll just give him some time to get over that run, and we'll just place him nice and low at the moment, and we'll see what he wants to do for us in the spring.
You've got a couple of runners at Ballarat today, Tony. You've got Zoo Hope in the third, and Jack Hill, who rode a double yesterday, one at Pakenham and one at Caulfield. And the one at Pakenham, of course, was for you, teaming up again with Zoo Hope. Any chance there today?
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse, this fellow. He made a lot of mistakes in his first run. He missed the start, sort of got back, and it was a horribly run race, his first up race. They sort of stopped mid-race, and a lot of these young horses got very dishevelled in that race, and he was one of them. So he's come on nicely, and a shout-out to Jack Hill. Jack's been doing a little work for us down at Ballarat, and we're really liking his horsemanship. He's a very good horseman, Jack Hill, and I really enjoyed him winning that race for us there yesterday, and he rode a winner for us the other day in Fighter, so you'll see him getting a few more rides for us.
You got one other runner, two in total at Ballarat. Is it Vahash a little bit later on in the day? But it's at pretty generous odds.
Yeah, look, he's just got to find his form, this fellow. We gave him a long time off. He had a bit of Pott's disease, and he we decided to give him the time. And he's struggling to find his form. He's got to pick it up today, this fellow, or otherwise he might have to come back to Adelaide and for a change of scenery.
And you sent off... Your great horse, Haydock, who was officially retired, I think, on Friday. What a wonderful, wonderful racehorse he's been. Four-time Group 1 winner.
Yeah, incredible. Dan, we bought him as a yearling for $85,000. He got us to a blue diamond. Was quite naughty around that time, so we had to geld him. And that just transformed him into a four-time Group 1 winner. And I've always thought he was a miler, and he won the Australian Guineas for us. And then he just wanted to get very headstrong, and we couldn't hold him. He just wouldn't relax in his races. And after the Maccabi Diva, I decided with the ownership group that, look, we've got to go back to sprinting. And he freshened up and won the Manicato, which was an amazing thrill for us, and went on and won another one and a winter bottom. So... tremendous horse, and talk about branding, what he did. He was my first Group 1 winner. He was the first Group 1 winner for Calvin and I when we joined as a partnership. He's been an incredible horse for my brand, and he's going to leave a very big hole in the stable, I can tell you.
Yeah, now you've got to find another one. Although Savitou Excel might be just in his shadow at this stage, but a Group 1 winner out having a break. What would be in store for Savitou Excel?
Yeah, interesting you say, Dan. He's on the Haydock program. I'm going to he'll run in the Scalacci, the Manicato, and then the Winterbottom is his plans for this year. So a couple of races that Haydock run for us.
Well, he's used to travelling Savitou Excel, isn't he? So I don't think that'll be a problem. It's exciting to see. Tony, congratulations to you and Calvin. A fantastic day, both on the human front and also the equine front. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much for talking to us, Dan. Thank you.